Welcome to the Christian Cowboy Journals. This is your host, Eric Miller. I'm a pastor at Servant Spirit Ministries, senior minister. And this is episode one of some future podcasts. And I thought I'd start off by introducing who I am to help you understand where we'll be going in the future. This is always going to be kind of a shoot from the hip, quick draw type thing, so I apologize for any hesitations. But I am a Christian, was saved when I was very young, almost 40 years old now, and been through quite a bit in life, from being a Navy veteran to a truck driver to an amateur radio operator. I'm a husband, a father, and I've been homeless quite a few times. So a lot of the topics I'll be discussing in the future involve some of those various ones, the various items, but don't expect the Sunday sermon, as you have to show up in person for that, but I will try to give you a biblical insight into what my life is outside of that. So hopefully you stick around and enjoy all my future podcasts as they come out. And as you have read, there'll be things such as guests, hopefully in the future. Hopefully we'll get the co-minister to join along. Well, excuse me, he's not so much a co-minister as he's an associate minister. And maybe we'll be lucky enough to be joined by some other ministers as well, just talking about how our faith, Christian faith, applies to everyday general life. And hopefully we'll see a lot more of what goes on there. Don't know how I'm going to fill up a lot of time on this first episode, but we'll see how it plays out. I know the day that I'm creating this is now Valentine's Day, and hopefully you've done something special for your significant other, if you have one. If not, as in you don't have one, hopefully the Lord provides you one if that's what you're meant to have. You know, I do welcome you here to the journals. Like I say, some days will run longer, some days some casts won't run quite so long. But I think I'll switch over topics a little bit here and discuss a little bit of homelessness. I know right now here locally, there's a lot of snow. It's very cold without the wind chill. I'm here in western New York. I have lived all over the country, from Texas to Utah briefly, Oregon, Washington State, and I ended up here in New York. Is kind of a long story that, involved a prior relationship. But I'm lucky to have the woman I love now, and I'm very grateful for her and our daughter, who, knowing her, will try to make a few appearances as she can on the microphone. I apologize for that. Some of the podcasts in the future may be provocative, but, getting you thinking, but they won't be explicit content. But back to the homeless It is currently very cold out here in Rochester, and you know, there are a lot of people that are homeless, some of them for very good reason, some of them just simply because of who they are and their position in life. Some of that can be, for example, losing a very good paying job, or not having a paying job to begin with, and the cost of living exceeding what they're receiving. I know that from personal experience. The times I've been homeless had nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. And at one point, I had a union job before I moved here to Rochester that paid well, but unfortunately, when you're homeless, it was kind of, you're kind of stuck in a rut. You know, trying to provide both a place to live for you and your family, as well as, you know, trying to find an alternate place to live, such as if you're stuck in a motel room paying $200 a week, and the only thing to shop for groceries is next door at the truck stop, you tend to have very limited resources available left over afterwards. And there's nothing like agencies or government, or not even government programs, veterans programs that are out there that say that it must be your fault, you must be a drunk or a drug addict. So we really need to take a step back and not judge each other based on circumstances or just what we see in general, because we don't know the underlying cause. Not everyone was born lucky enough to have a union job. Some people have never attended college or university. And in my case, I've been lucky to get a commercial driver's license, but have more recently kind of lost it a little bit, but that's fine. I'm a minister now and don't generally tend to need it. We don't have a church bus just yet, so just a good old family minivan that can do a fairly decent job. Some other things. There'll be a lot of topics over time here to be discussed, and we'll see what transpires with those. But yeah, I'm just trying to think of what else to talk about at the moment. It's kind of hard to put on a longer podcast when it's just yourself. I'm figuring that one out. As I am trying to figure out this whole podcasting to begin with. So please bear with me. Hopefully things should get better as time progresses. I'm not much for hearing myself talk, so yes, I'm a preacher. Go figure that one out. But hearing myself talk is not always the best thing, and I know my punctuation stinks if I try typing. So that's why these podcasts will be, you know, shoot from the hip type podcasts again. So I don't know where to go at this point, other than I hope you enjoy what is produced in the future. They'll try to be a little bit more topics. There are plenty of topics for me to talk about. I do know that. And we'll discuss them, how those topics have played out in both my regular life with my faith. I know that our faith is under attack these days, for those of us that are Christians. And for someone that may not currently be a Christian, may be wondering why stick to something that, you know, many people say isn't true. Well, when you've experienced what many of us have experienced, not doesn't have to do with the homelessness, just you know, just in our faith, you realize that it is very much true, and there are many records that prove that Jesus did exist. So did the disciples. So therefore, you can't argue with the facts, no matter what people try to say. Even Muhammad himself admitted that Jesus existed and was allegedly a prophet, and that every good Muslim should, read the Bible. It's in the Quran. I don't have the information in front of me right this moment, but do feel free to look it up yourselves in your spare time. And not only that, but anything I say here that references the Bible or any book or anything like that, feel free to look it up. If I'm wrong, please point it out to me in a nice way. I take constructive criticism a lot better than bashing. And we hope to hear from you in one form or fashion or another. I'm sorry there's no background music or anything like that. That's some things that I guess you have to best to secure the permissions for first before attempting to put out there. And hopefully those won't be needed. There are some other great podcasts out there that I've been using to develop a little bit of homework before creating my own, so that way, not so much understanding competition. I don't feel it's competition, as it is we're all trying to edify each other through Christ and build each other up. And we all just have different topics and different ways of viewing that hopefully don't confuse the body of Christ, but edify instead. And if you're ever in Rochester, New York, feel free to look Servant Spirit Ministries up and either give us a call or stop by. The website is wnyministries.org, or you can call toll free 866-499-6429. An extension 701 is for me directly, or just to speak to someone in general. There are many options. There are options there, as well as even to request prayer. Again, thank you for listening. I don't have a whole lot to say at this time, and this is, of course, my first episode, so I know things will improve as time progresses, and if you would like to be a guest, just also use those same means of contact. We also have Service Spirit Ministries does have a Facebook page, and if I see some decent number of hits with this, I might even start a Facebook group just for the Christian Cowboy Journals. All right, thank you for listening, and hope you have a great weekend. What's left of it. And God bless.